Elam Metzias, which is what we're talking about, is about pre-covered Tina. The mitzvah of two mitzvahs in the Torah that ki parshas mishpatim, if you see your chamar of your sinai, roivet tachas masoi, it has a big bundle and it's falling down, and you got to help him. That's the pasuk in the Chumash. There's a din to be to help him out. Okay, so that's the mitzvah of prika and teina. Okay, because in Parshas Re it talks about teina. Okay, so there's one din that if the guy needs help loading the animal, you got to help him. You got to unload the animal.
So
both ways, you got to unload the animal that's too heavy and load up the animal if it has the load on it, okay? Now, this comes in, it's the pasuk after Hashavas Aveda, so it's the last sugya in Hashavas Aveda, in Perek Yomitzias, but there's a couple halachas that overlap from Hashavas Aveda to this, and they're very interesting halachas. But first we got to be marked in one thing, that the Gemara says that if it would have just said the mitzvah of Te'ina, which means to put the help your friend put his load on the animal, you would have known by Kal V'Chomer that there's a mitzvah of prika to unload the animal. Why? What's the Kal V'Chomer? Why? Because in addition to helping the person, there's another factor of Tzar Bali Chaim. And then the whole question in the Gemara of Tzar Bali Chaim is the Araisa. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Menachas Chinuch point out, you see from here, that in Tzar Bali Chaim doesn't just mean you're not allowed to hurt an animal, it also means that if you see an animal in pain, you have to help him out. There's a chiddush. I don't know if we would have known that. But you see from this Gemara that's calling the mitzvah of prika, the animal suffering under load, you got to take it off, that's called Tzar Bali Chaim. Okay. Now, keeping that in mind, the Gemara says that just like we learned in Hashavas Aveda, that there's a tour of Zokin Ve'en Lefi Chvoidai. Right? The case that you found your basketball, you got to walk through town. And it's not appropriate that you should walk to town even Ben Azmanim with a basketball necessarily. So pshat is that if it's inappropriate, so you're potter. So the Gemara says, Huadin by prika v'ti'ina. If I myself wouldn't be busy loading up my animal, so I'm not or unloading, then I'm not mechuyev to help you either. So frekta shayla, that's very nice when it comes to Hashavas Aveda. I'm not mechuyev to be mevazin my covered for your money. I wouldn't be mevazin my covered for my own money. So I don't have to mevazin my covered for your money. But here it's Tzar Bali Chaim. So by Te'ina, fine, I don't have to help you. But by Prika, where it's taking off the load, there's Tzar Bali Chaim over here. So what do you mean Zakim Ein Alfi Chvoidoi? So Zakta Minchas Chinuch from the Ran, very important you saw it.
So that halacha applies
So the Shaila is why? So Zakta Ran and the Numuk Yosef, the Menachas Chinuch, explains very important yisoid that we know if there's an Indian of Tzar Bali Chaim, why are you allowed to eat meat? Why are you allowed to eat meat? You're shechting it. It would be much nicer for the animal if you could just graze peacefully. The answer is because Tzarech B'nei Adam, there's no Tzar Bali Chaim if it's a Tzarech of a person. So Memela, the Tzarech of a person to not be Mevaze his covid is enough to be Doich of the Tzar Bali Chaim. Okay, so I have a tzarech in this, in being mevazeh the animal now, because what's more important, the pain of the animal or my covet? So a person's covet is more important than the Tzar Bali Chaim. So that's called a tzarech of the person. Since it's called tzarech of the person, so you are allowed to mevazeh, you're allowed to not do the prika in order by zakan and lefich vaydai. Okay, that's the limit over here. Now,
but that would also mean that for prika, not teina, but for prika, you don't have to spend any money
for speaking
you in the animal.
Okay, good. So then not only. Avada is a mitzvah of prika. No, there is avada. It's the same as teina. In addition to the fact of teina, there's also a fact of Tzar Bali Chaim. Okay, so now this is where I want to go next. We spent about, I don't know how many shurim, discussing about, are you allowed to charge for Hashavas Aveda? So we learned that Hashavas Aveda you're not allowed to charge for. You're not allowed to charge for Hashavas Aveda. And not only not allowed to charge, we said Efes Kilo Yebacha Evyoin. It wouldn't make sense that I would have to lose money to save someone else his money. So Mamela, if I do the Shabbos Aveda, I get paid at least Kepoil bottle. So if I'm a guy that's sitting on the beach with no work, I can't get paid for the Shabbos Aveda. If I'm losing out work, I'm allowed to get reimbursed the amount that I would pay to get a free vacation. Right, like we said. So it's called poil bottle. So you get paid like a poil bottle for your time, and that's, let's say, a half or a third or a quarter, 20%, 5% of your salary. Right, whatever it is. So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara says in the Aflamid Beis in Bab Metzia, the Gemara says that there's a difference between prika and te'ina. Te'ina is bischar, and prika is bechinam. Okay, prika is bechinam, te'ina is bischar. Okay, so Dovi. So prika is bechinam, te'ina is bischar. Okay, so let me
get paid to pay back on.
So, question is, what are we talking about over here? What are we discussing? So the Rosh says like this: prika te'ina bischar means that te'ina is the same like Hashavas Aveda. No, I'm sorry. Prika is the same as Hashavas Aveda. Prika is the same as Hashavas Aveda, and I am allowed, I'm not allowed to charge for it, but I'm allowed to get my poil bottle money. I'm allowed to get money for poil bottle. So it took me time to help you unload, but te'ina is exerts a cost of its bischar. So te'ina is the only mitzvah I'm allowed to charge for.
In your full amount.
What?
Your full amount.
Whatever
I make up.
Bottle, whatever it is.
I'm allowed to make up an amount.
Stop it.
We should just close it at this point. So te'ina, I'm allowed to charge. This is the way the Rosh learns the Gemara. So te'ina, I'm allowed to charge for. So the Shaila is, first of all, why? Okay, so it's an interesting Xerza Kosov. I'm allowed to charge for Te'ina.
What's
the difference? I'm not allowed to charge. I'm only allowed to get my bottle money. Te'ina, I'm allowed to get paid, even if I'm a bottle guy. I'm sitting on the beach.
You're allowed to pay. Yeah.
It's hard for me, right? Because I have to actually lift it up and I have to put it onto the back of the animal.
Right.
So it's not easy, like I'm pulling something
okay.
off.
So it's a little harder. Okay. So Mimela, by Prika, it's like a Shabbos Aveda. If you were working, then you're allowed to get your bottle money. If you were not working, you can't get anything. Te'ina is exerts a cost of you're allowed to charge. Okay. Now the Gemara says, what about there's certain exceptions to the technical rule of Prika? Certain exceptions to the technical mitzvah of when are you mechuyev to take it off from the animal. One of those exceptions is if the owner says, the owner sits down on the side of the road, and he says, "Listen, I can't. I'm not going to do it. Oh, by the way, you have a mitzvah, so take off the load. You're potter. He's not allowed to put the whole responsibility on you. He has to help you do it. If he's not willing to help, then you don't have to do it either."
So now
says the Gemara, Tzar Bali Chaim. So the Gemara says, fine, but now that if it's all Tzar Bali Chaim, so you're not anymore subject to the regular Gedarim of Prika. Okay, now it's a new mitzvah, Tzar Bali Chaim. So it's a generic Tzar Bali Chaim. It's not the specific Pasuk of Prika. Okay, so now it's a general Tzar Bali Chaim. So now that it's a general Tzar Bali Chaim, so now I'm allowed to charge the owner.
So you have to do it.
But I'm allowed to charge the owner. So Frektzach, the Shail, Frekt the Ran, what do you mean allowed to charge the owner? Why is it different than the end of the mitzvah? I thought we learned a general rule from Shabbos Aveda. You're not allowed to charge for mitzvahs. I'm not allowed to charge for mitzvahs. So now all of a sudden, out prika, I'm not allowed to charge. But when you delete the prika angle, and now all that's left is the Tzar Bali Chaim part, all of a sudden now I'm allowed to charge? What's pshat? All of a sudden now I'm allowed to charge? Because
take it off properly.
What?
You have to take it off nicely and no. Take care of his things.
No, because since Tzar Bali Chaim, the way he says it, since Tzar Bali Chaim is nidche mipnei tzorich b'nei Adam, so memelo the tzorich of a ben Adam is that if I'm doing something, I want to get my money's worth. So Mamela, what are you going to tell me? Tzar Bali Chaim, you have to do it for free? No, Tzar Bali Chaim, I have to do it. But Tzar Bali Chaim, I'm allowed to get money for it. Because that's the whole point. Tzar Bali Chaim is nidcha mipnei tzorich b'nei adam. And a tzorich of a person is to get paid for what he's doing. So alt mitzvahs, hashavas aveda, kibud av other mitzvahs, you're not allowed to get money. But for the mitzvah of tzar bali chayim, I'm allowed to get money for it. Because if I don't get money for it, then I'm being doiche my tzarech of getting paid for my service. I'm getting nitche mipre the my tzarech of getting the service mipre the tzar bali chayim. And I'm not mechuyev to do that.
That's far replaced every other mitzvah. Why? There's a special gazeris and custom that allows tzar
bali chayim.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it. Nevertheless, I have a mitzvah. Okay, I have a mitzvah. So a normal, what's the yisod of the mitzvah? The side of the mitzvah is off. I'm out of the technical pasuk of prika. Now I'm on the more general pasuk of. Now I'm on the more general pasuk of tzar bali chayim. Tzar bali chayim has very specific. You don't not mechuyev to give up anything of yourself for the animal, right? I'm not mechuyev to become a vegetarian to save the animal, right? I'm not mechuyev to if I work to give up my work to save the animal. I'm allowed to charge a poil balto, right? So now let's say I don't work. I'm not working. I'm at the beach. And now you come and call me over and say, can you help me with my animal? All right, one second. You're not helping. You're not doing it. So now it's just between me and the tzar bali chayim. All right, listen. I don't feel like doing it either. You pay me $100, I'll do it. Now, even though that's true, the Minchas Chinuch does say that if the guy won't pay you, it's not worse than an animal of hefker, that there is no owner to charge, and you would have to do it for free. So at the end of the day, you are mechuyev to do it for free, but you're allowed to charge for it. So you're allowed to tell the owner, I want $100 for it. Now, if he says no, could be you still have to do it anyway.
So if he's a lum, then he's going to say no. He's going to say, I know that you have to do it anyhow, because it's no worse than being
able yeah.
to
do it.
Yeah.
Do any of the truths come in that you can just take off the things as quick as possible?
He says like this, can I cloud? The hecha dechai machmas mitzvahs prika tzarech liyeh bechinam. Tzarech liyeh bechinam k'may kol mitzvahs. The hecha de'en lechai mishum prika rak mishum tzal balachayim have a beschar. Umotu mitam hanal. The mitzvah, and because the mitzvah prika is not al tzar bali chayim, it's technical mitzvah, and here when it's tzar bali chayim, even if it's deraisa, I'm allowed to do it to get money for it. This is the klal of Minchas Chinuch. This is what the Gemara seems to be saying, according to the Ran, according to the way you pass. There's a couple other very very interesting naskaminas based on this yisoid. Okay, based now first of all.
Well, the payment is kind of if you charge, but if he says no, you still have to anyhow. So what's the charging step for?
Here, so he says like this. He says, "Tzar bali chayim l'chod rishay l'toschar."
Why
they're shy l'tzar bali chayim? Here he says, "Tzar bali chayim l'chod rishay l'toschar." K'moy sheivesi, they're shy l'tzar bal chay mishum revach memoynoi mikol shkim b'shev al tase. This is the Minchas Chinuch Smalch. You're allowed to get money for the Tzar Bali Chaim.
And he says no, and he can still.
Now, what happens if he says no? Pashtus, he says no, you still have to do it anyway.
So then what's the point?
You're allowed to charge. You're allowed to charge. What?
Is there any other mitzvah which is similar to?
Hashavas Aveda is like prika. That's what we're saying. The prika has an additional element, which is tzar bali chayim. I don't know.
Why is it double pashut that you have to take care of the guy's things that's on the animal? Why can't you save the animal and just knock off the wagon? It sounds like here, with your work that you're doing is you're taking his things off nicely and you're doing actual work.
I'm not getting the details how you're taking off the stuff. The point is, you're right.
It sounds like you have to take it off nicely, and that's why that's something you get paid for.
Who said that?
No, the point is, doesn't get into that
then
detail.
You just clear the
in those animal. Days, they had loads on the end of the chamar, no matter how it comes,
and just
off, it comes off.
And just untie it, and then it's gone.
Yeah, it's a load.
But it sounds like you don't have a rishus to do that.
I don't know. It doesn't, I didn't see anyone discuss that.
So it sounds like you have to take it off properly.
I didn't discuss it. No one discusses that. That's not doesn't sound like the point. But there's another very, very important nafkamina of this, which is what happens if it's a The same thing would be if it's a non-Jewish driver. What if it's a non-Jewish driver and a non-Jewish chamor, owned by a non-Jew, in other words, and even if he's carrying a load of a yid? Okay? So the din would be that there's only Tzar Bali Chaim there. There's no Indian of Prika. There's no Prika there. It's only Tzar Bali Chaim. So again, you would be allowed to charge. Okay? Now, here's an interesting thing.
Who are you charging?
The guy.
Why can't
you charge the guy? No, I'm just saying, because you're saying, yeah, I have a mitzvah Tzar Bali Chaim anyway. What does it have to do with the guy? So it says, "Al Tzar Bali Chaim." You're right. You have a mitzvah Tzar Bali Chaim. But as far as Tzar Bali Chaim is concerned, I would be allowed to charge. That's what I'm saying. Haguf. Whenever the only factor is Tzar Bali Chaim, I'm allowed to charge. Now, there's a very interesting machlokes between the Torah and the Sma. How to learn the Rambam's Shita. But what happens in a case where it's a the load is the yid's load, and it's let's go the other way. It's a non-Jewish package, but it's a Jewish driver and his animal. So it's a Jewish driver and a Jewish animal, but he's carrying the load for a non-Jew.
Is the dinner prika about the animal or about the load? It's about protecting the animal.
No, so Kipshuta, it's not. Kipshuta, you would say that the prika, the mitzvah, is to help the driver.
It's all
so if the Jew is driving a non-Jewish animal...
It's all the animal. The animal the Tzar Bali Chaim only protects the animal.
That's step one.
No, no.
The
puzzle is then involved.
The puzzle is saying that you see your enemy.
Right.
So it's talking about the Gafka, your enemy, right?
Which is a Jew.
Which is...
The Rambam says we're not talking about a non-Jewish enemy. We're talking about a Jewish enemy. Which, by the way, the Gemara asks Akasha, how could it be that you have a Jewish enemy? You're not allowed to sin towards a yid. So the Gemara says it's talking about a yid that you saw him with an eidecha do an avera, and you gave him hasra. You warned him not to do it. He did it anyway. So he's an oiv avera b'mezid, but you can't do anything about it because you can't go to Beis Din because you're only one aid. B'chiyagavna, you're allowed to have sinat him. So we're talking about that case. So that's the soidne that we're talking about. Okay? So we're talking about that type of case, and still you gotta go ahead. Still you gotta go ahead and still you have to go ahead and what's it called? And help him out. Okay? Now, what happens if it's the Jewish driver and his package, but he is borrowing a non-Jewish animal?
The Gemara said that even if Tzar Bali Chaim is the Araisa, then even if it's a Goyish animal.
Okay, 1 second, but I'll tell you enough. Kamina. The point is there a mitzvah of Prika if it's a Jewish guy and he's load and he goes to Home Depot, he rents a chamor. He rents the chamor from the guy, okay, but he's the driver and he's taking the package. So I would have thought that's the mitzvah prika, because who cares if the animal's the point is the driver's a yid. So this is a machlokes between the Rambam, between the Torah and the Sma, how to learn the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is, in that case, the Rambam's lashon is very interesting. In that case, he says that you have to help him.
So where's the Ba'al Adim?
What? Here, chamor, here says, behemas hagoy, v'hamasa shel Yisrael. So that's the first case we said. And the guy is driving. Im haya agoy mechamer achar behemtoy, ein azakukla. So it's a goyish driver and a goyish animal, I'm potter. Vim lav, chayiv lifrek v'litin, if it's the Jewish driver, mishum tzar Yisrael, because of the tzar of the yid. It's a weird lashon, was he getting involved in the tzar of the yid? V'chein im haysa behemas shel Yisrael, v'hamasa shel goy, again, if it's a Jewish load and a Jewish animal, it's a Jewish animal and Jewish driver, but a goyish load, then you're chayv al tzar Yisrael. Aval behem asa goyim, masoy ein chayv l'tabu el mishum eva. So the Torah learns, according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah only applies if all three are Jewish. It's a Jewish animal, Jewishly owned animal, Jewish driver, and Jewish load. Otherwise, you're pata from the mitzvah. And that's what the Rambam, and that's what the Rambam is saying. Mishum tzar Yisrael. He says, if al tzar balichaim yichayv, for sure chayv al tzar Yisrael. If you're chayv to help al tzar balichaim, so koshkin, the tzar of the driver that's sitting there trying to do it himself, of course you have to help him.
That's what?
Oh, but it'll come out only al tzar balichaim or al tzar Yisrael, so you'll be allowed to charge for that. Because it's not the real mitzvah of prika. Okay? So it's not the real mitzvah of prika. But others say, no, what the Rambam is saying is, the Sma says, no. Anytime it's a Jewish driver, if it's a Tzar Yisrael, he's defining that Tzar Yisrael means that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to help a Yisrael from his Tzar. I don't care about the animal. I don't care if the Jewish, if the animal is not Jewish. The Masri is not Jewish. It's not the point. The point is if the animal, if the driver is Jewish, then there's Tzar Yisrael here. If there's Tzar Yisrael, then you have to help him out.
And
that's the definition of prika, and therefore you would have to do it for free. You won't be allowed to...
Who cares
about the package? You're according to the right. I mean...
No, according to the
according to the first shita.
Yeah, no, all the other dude, what's the package have to do with? But it doesn't matter if it's Hanukkah candles or if it's tissue paper.
No, the point is the Jewish driver taking his own stuff? Or is he just a hired guy taking the non-Jewish stuff? If he's just a hired guy carrying the stuff for a guy, then according to the tour's understanding of the Rambam, you would be potter.
Why isn't Hakulot...
Haftarah Chachamim is a beautiful mitzvah, but it doesn't have all these. So why do you need a pasuk b'chlav after the Chachamim? So why does the Torah have a pasuk for? Obviously, there's specific gedarim over here. That's what I'm saying. Chinam, not chinam, paying, not paying. It's on the road. Which one takes precedence? It's a specific mitzvah. Why does the Torah have to say to be kover anybody after the, everything's after the Chachamim?
So this is spoiling, but I'd rather work for. I don't want to pay him, so I would rather not have to pay him. So what have to pay him for?
So there's the halakha is general, but there's specific gedarim in the mitzvah. That's what I'm saying.
Specific repercussion outcome of the halakha. It's an overarching mitzvah as opposed to a mitzvah which has a ma'aseh attached.
Yeah, of course, it could be you're also suffering ma'aseh lechakmoicha, but you didn't. But that's not the yisoid over here. The Torah is specifying this maisa with specific gedarim. So it comes out that according to the Ram, according to this, the Sefer Achinuch learns like this pshat in the Rambam, and the Sefer Achinuch says like this. He says a very big chiddush. He says Meshor Shei Mitzvah. Now I read this originally. I read it one way. Then I see the Minchas Chinuch understood it a different way. But he says the following: Meshor Shei Mitzvah. What's the point of this mitzvah? L'lamid nafshenu b'midas hachemla. She mida mishubachas. We're supposed to feel bad for things, have pity on things. So it's teaching me this mitzvah how to have the appropriate consideration and for things. Vein tzarich loymar shechoyva aleinu lachmol al ha'ish hamitzar begufay. So obviously, if we're worried about the animal's pain, and the Torah said specifically not tzar bal chaim in general, but the specific ma'aseh here, then for sure it's teaching us you have to have chemla on a person in pain. So the Ella feel mitzvah bavedus memoinai mitzvah lein lachmol avlatzila. So zok the minchas chinuch. You see from this sefer chinuch here that he holds that let's say a guy is carrying a load without an animal. He's carrying the load himself, and he can't carry it. So you say, oh, one second, hold on. Pasuk says shor ayvicha. I'm potter. See you later. All right, potter. Unless you want to pay me, maybe. But do I have to do it for free, out the mitzvah of prika? Or it's only out Tzar Yisrael or whatever, right? After Lech whatever. Or does it, after Lech HaKamoich, I can charge.
You should feel bad.
I feel very bad, but I also am on the way to the beach, I'm saying. You know,
so right. He has the custody of the animal? No.
So according, so is the Minchas, is the Sefer Chinuch here just saying a Musar Vart? That, yeah, look, if you're supposed to have chemla on animals, for sure you should have chemla on people. The Minchas Chinuch says no. The Sefer Chinuch is touching up the mitzvah. That if the mitzvah is the ma'aseh of chemla for the animal, then included in the mitzvah of prika is to be perik a person carrying it. So if the guy, So if you have to help the guy who's carrying it on himself, for sure you have to help on the animal. For sure you have to help the guy carrying his own load. I don't know. I don't know if I would have known that. I mean, the pasuk says, "Shori vicha." You got to learn the pasuk. You know, you can't.
Come Homer. You see the animal going, and you see the guy doing the same thing. You're not gonna help the guy out.
No,
the guy was taking all his groceries. If he had a dog.
Who be'alav sham kasev ramad? Who adinim? Who be'atz my im? Who be'atz my roiv? It's tachas masoi. Yeish ba mitzvah sasev loy sasei. Now the magia, the hagah on the Menachas Chinuch brings down that in the old prints that hagah on that line of the Sefer Chinuch, and it said zel lo nimtza b'shum poisek. No one says this. The Sefer Chinuch made it up, but if you look in the Rabag in Mishpatim, it says it. You gotta have a makor. You can't just I feel it doesn't sound right. You know, you gotta. What's your source? So anyway, the Sefer Chinuch is the source. That the Maisa, it says that if you see the person struggling, then you also have a mitzvah, and then it comes out you can't charge him.
That's the mitzvah of the chiddush.
It's a mitzvah deraisa now.
What's the last? It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's not just a nice thing, and you can't charge for it. It's included on the gedarim of the mitzvah deraisa prika, okay? And it goes into the Tzar Yisrael, right? Now I'll tell you another nafkamina. The Gemara says, what happens if you have the mitzvah in front of you at the same time? You have the mitzvah of prika and the mitzvah of teina. Well, you have two of your friends. One person's trying to load his package. He's in a rush. He's got to load his package onto his chamar, and the other guy's got to take off his package from the chamar. Who comes first? Prika comes first. Why? Because included in the right. Now, what happens if you have the two things by a person? What? Right. One guy's loading up his load, and one guy's coming to take off his load. So there wouldn't be the sefer chinuch just after lecha kamaicha. I don't know. Maybe helping the guy put on his load is more important because he's in a rush. He's going to miss his sale. He's got to go. He's got to rush. So if it would be just up to my own judgment. I have to figure out. I don't know. Let me think about it. I'm not sure which is more important. Maybe helping the guy load up and get out is more important. Right? But no, Kamash Malon Sefer Chinuch, that's included in the Mitzvah Prika. If it's going Prika, then we know Prika comes first. Right? So it's very important to know, is it just generic or no? It's a specific mitzvah. It's included in the Mitzvah Prika to help a guy unload his stuff. Right? Now, one other thing is that the Gemara said, now that's according to that, that's a Gishmak Pira on the Rambam. That the Rambam says, Mishum Tzar Yisrael, he's saying, Tzar Yisrael is the mitzvah, prika. It's not just, you know, Tzar Bal Chaim extra. That's the mitzvah. So therefore, when the Rambam says that if you have a Jewish driver and a non-Jewish load, you have to help him out Tzar Yisrael, he means to say, therefore, you have the mitzvah, prika. That's the smas pshat, and that's very geschmack. It comes out, that's really the mitzvah of prika itself. Now, even though we said that if you have prika and te'ina, which one comes first? The prika, taking off the load, comes before putting on the load, because you have the effect of Tzar Bal Chaim. What happens if, now we have another question. What happens if you have your friend? You have a friend and a guy you don't get along with. The guy you get along with, the guy you don't get along with. The guy you get along with is doing prika. The guy that you getting along with is doing prika on his animal. He's taking off the load. The guy that you don't get along with. Just you don't get along with him. The guy you don't get along with. Okay, you don't like this guy. That sinna is a sinna skinna. That guy's sinna skinna. You don't get along with him for whatever reason. So that guy is trying to put up his load. So which guy comes first? The Gemara already said prika comes first before te'ina. Here the Gemara says no. It's more important to do te'ina for your soine than prika for your oyev. Why? Could they loch of his yitzray? So that you get in the habit of liking this guy. Oh, so frekta minchas chinuch. But what happened to the Tzar Bal Chaim? So now, Terence is what we started off with. You're allowed to do Tzar Bal Chaim for Tzorich B'nei Adam. So therefore, for Tzorich B'nei Adam, of learning Musar, of improving your character, that you should. So I'm using the Tzar Bal Chaim as my anchor, as my whatever, to go ahead and use the Tzar Bal Chaim. I'm going to say, you know what, at the expense of this animal, even though the Tzar Bal Chaim, I'm going to go ahead and make the animal suffer to go work on my midas, to be shaver my midas, that I don't like this guy, but I'm going to help him load his animal anyway. That's kedai. So memeli you mechuyev to go ahead and do the te'ina before the prika, even though what's at stake is the Tzar Bal Chaim. So if the two guys, one guy loading up, one guy taking off on his shoulders, the same thing, one guy you like, one guy you don't like, you should do the guy you don't like. However, Tosfos says, this is not referring to the soine that we talked about before. Because the soine that we're talking about before is the guy did a veris. And you have a right to hate him. That guy, even though the Torah says you could do the mitzvah to him, but there's no inyan lacha fesitzoy to work on your midas to like him. You're not supposed to like him. You're just supposed to help him. But you're not supposed to like him. You're supposed to hate him. He does a veris. Bemazed. So the guy that did a veris bemazed, you're supposed to hate him. So now there's no inyan.
Continuously?
Until he does chuba.
You saw this one thing you did, and you have to make sure
yeah,
you did chuba.
I'm talking about it.
He did a raya. He did a unfair that everyone knows. Everyone knows his usher, and he did a bemezid b'sha'af nefesh.
Okay.
So
the Gemara was mukim as that case.
The Gemara's mukim, the pasuk of soinei, in that case. But this Shiloh, which one comes
this
first?
This is a fake
son. This Soine and Oyev, that the Gemara says you're supposed to give up Tzar Bali Chaim to go ahead and work and do Te'ina to your Soine, is not referring to that same Soine. That's what it says. That's just referring to a guy you have Sinas Chinam on. By the way, Sinas Chinam obviously means, Sinas Chinam according to this, doesn't mean you hate the guy for no reason. Sinas Chinam means you have a reason to hate him. Otherwise, it's not. You hate a guy for no reason. No, he did something wrong to you. But it's chinam in the sense there's no mitzvah to hate him. You're still to love him. The only sinner which is not chinam is this case of the Torah that we're talking about. He did averus, b'rabim, b'shat nefesh, b'mezid, and just to spite Hashem. So that you're allowed to hate him and forget. That guy, if he's being toyin, and the other guy's being pyrek, you should take a do prika. Because you're not supposed to work on yourself to like him, necessarily. Vadu, you have a mitzvah to help him, but it's not going to override the mitzvah tzar bali chayim. But if you have sinas chinam to somebody and you don't like him for no reason, that's the guy that we're saying that's the guy you're supposed to work on to try to help. Now, in general, just one last ha'ara. This idea that we said that you're allowed to get money for ti'ina, you're allowed to get paid for ti'ina, but prika is bechinam. So it's weird. Well, why all of a sudden you're allowed to get paid for ti'ina? Well, what's pshat in that? Right.
We say Mrs. Love Lehenos like.
Right. The MS is what I was going to say is Pshat in the Ran. It's the other sheet. I'm not going to get involved in that now. Fine. I'll just end with the Rambam on this thing.
Wait, going back to the sheet to the Pshat in the Rambam, you need all three.
Yeah. For the mitzvah.
So who's Ba'olavim? What if it's three separate yid? Who's Ba'olavim? The Bailam of the animal, of the load, or the machal?
I guess, I assume the guy that's achroi on putting it on.
The driver.
He's the only guy there, right? So in other words, he would be responsible.
How do you know he's the only guy there?
The point is, I think, I would assume it means the person who's responsible to put it on. The person who's responsible to put it on, and he decides, oh no, I'm not going to put it on, that guy, if he says...
So that could be any of the three owners.
The owner of the package, the owner of the animal, or the driver?
Or the driver. Really,
yeah.
Could be anybody.
Yeah.
Who cares about
yeah.
the owner of the package, if it's only about the guy who's putting it out or not?
Well, I'm just saying, Pashtus, it's funny to say you need all three. Yeah, Pashtus, it's strange to say you need all three.
How does he learn that?
I mean, that's the tourist pshat on the Rambam, I don't know.
Yeah. That's what the pasuk says.
Yeah. Now, by the way, just l'maisa, halach l'maisa, the Vilna Gaon says that if you look at these Rambams, it's pretty clear that the Rambam paskins Tzar Bali Chaim lav de'araisa, but the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam paskins Tzar Bali Chaim de'araisa, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins Tzar Bali Chaim de'araisa, and therefore Tzar Bali Chaim is de'araisa, even in a case, like we're saying here is a Chiddush, even in a case where you didn't necessarily do anything. Even in a case where it's passive. You're not being mitzar the animal. It's just the animal's in pain. You could save it. It's also deraisa. It comes out of
a Jewish animal and not a Jewish animal?
No, there's no difference.
Right.
That's what we're saying. All right?
What's the lava? Is there a lava attached?
There is a lava attached. It's good.